So, Richard, first movie in a couple of years, really. I'm guessing you get sent.
The guy before you said 4 years, and I said it can't be 4 years. It can't be that long.
Yeah, apparently it's 4 years. I mean, yeah. You get sent a lot of scripts. It must be something special to draw you out. Is this one of the best movies you've done, do you think?
I think it's up there, yeah. I haven't made a hierarchy of my films, but I think it's up there. I like the film a lot. I think it speaks to the times. There's a good character. All the characters were good, all of them. I mean, that was one of the joys of the screenplays, that every actor had something to chew on when they got involved with us.
I mean, you mentioned it's a movie of the times. It's obviously a timely story. It's front page of the newspapers, leading news bulletins, the banking industry. But this isn't really a film about the banking industry in many respects. It's a human story, isn't it?
Actually, it is. I think by the end, you forget that it's about the financial world. And yeah, I think it settles more about human drama, especially family drama. It's very much about the members of this family and how they relate to each other.
Your character is spinning a lot of plates. I went into this movie, I'd had quite a tough day, and my phone was ringing.
I'm sorry. I'm really very sorry.
And I thought, I'm going to watch a Richard Gere movie in the evening. I'm going to feel better when I come back again. Actually, I felt
worse.
It was an impressive cooker atmosphere. I mean, you feel for this guy, don't you?
When we started screening the movie, I had a lot of friends who called me up, and they were very angry with me because, you know, these guys are the punching bags of our times, and rightly so. But, you know, they found themselves wishing him to get out of trouble and were somehow identifying with him, which I loved, because I want that. You know, that was the design of this, was to make this guy human, that he wasn't just a villain, but the movie is a mirror, I think, to all of us, and in these times especially, what's our motivation, what's our sense of responsibility to ourselves, our family, our community, all that. What is happiness? What is success?
I mean, obviously no one is this sort of completely evil and no one's beyond redemption. We are painting bankers along those lines. Is it important that we...
I don't think it's quite fair, you know, and I find myself saying a lot in these interviews is that we have enabled them. We have been naive. And we have been, what's the word, infanticized? We've been made infant-like. We've bought into it, that they are the adults and are wise and they know how to do these things and no one else really does. And we should just back off and trust them. Well, it's a very foolish thing to do, you know. And it's that enabling quality that we, all of us, allowed them to do this to us and to our world. So we have to take some responsibility in this.
You obviously do a lot of research into your parts, and you met with a lot of Wall Street traders when you were running up to this movie. Did you find the character that we see on the front pages, the Bernie Madoff sort of sociopath? Did you find that, or were they actually all complicated human beings doing it?
Well, I mean, Bernie Madoff is a sociopath for sure. I mean, that's very atypical. Aren't many like that? And not very interesting, frankly, to me. I thought there was normal people, you know. Of course, there is a. I find that most characters you have to somehow find their energy source. What's the metabolism of a character? And the metabolism of these guys is very high. And especially now with computers, most of these things are done by computer. Trading is done by computer. You have to have the adrenaline to keep up with a computer if you're in this game. And you see it everywhere. I mean, these guys are very quick. They're always on the move. We decided to make this guy in motion. The whole movie's in motion. Very few times did we even allow a shot to complete itself. We're already cutting into the next motion. And that seemed to fit the world that we were portraying, but also New York. You know, New York is a real strong aspect, character even, of this movie. So that whole adrenaline rush of New York, the financial world, money, power, sex, blah, blah, all this stuff. The trick for us is to keep it human all the time and always have it present that there is a conscience there somewhere. There is a sensitivity. There's an awareness. You know, you can't watch a shark for 2 hours. It's not that interesting. But an animal that actually is aware of what he's doing and there is compassion and empathy somewhere lurking in there, that's something you can play with, you can work with, you can tell stories with.
And just finally, what's next? Is it back to reality, or you've got a taste for the movie business again? You can be back before 4 years, do you think?
You know, movies is to me is very much a reality. I'm working with people. You've been on a set, I mean, it's not, it's 300 people working together. It's a creative factory. It's life. This is the really bizarre one here, doing interviews.
This is my reality. Thank you, Richard. Cheers, thank you.